You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mix100.com, where it is time for a trending report. Speaking of money, Kobe Bryant's widow has filed a lawsuit or is about to file a lawsuit. It's a wrongful death lawsuit. Yeah, it has been filed over the death of Kobe and their daughter Gianna. She is suing the helicopter company and the chopper pilot, which is interesting. The pilot was killed in the crash. But anyway, her lawsuit states that she wants, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
For some people, they're saying, wow, that's a bit excessive, isn't it? Well, the lawsuit claims that Kobe's future lost earnings would be in that range. And I believe that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's going on. Some coronavirus news. Let me give you a little bit. New Zealand has announced that as of yesterday, the country of New Zealand has zero known cases. Emphasis on the known, but zero known cases of COVID-19. They've been working really hard. We were talking about, I think, New Zealand last week about how they've closed their borders and they're being very restrictive of who could come in and anything. Anyway, so hopefully that will last. The health organization around the world does say that on Sunday they hit a new high of new cases. And what they're worried about, and Jeremy, I have to concur with them, they are warning about how the biggest threat now is complacency. And wouldn't you agree that compared to a month ago, people's, let's say, how serious they're taking it is like night and day.
Yeah, you're not washing your hands as much. You're not staying away from people as much. And I mean, and then unfortunately, because of all the protests and the rioting and things like that, we could get a definite bump out of all this. So,
wow, there was a little story that I was reading this morning, and it was talking about how a psychologist, I want to see if I can dig this back up for maybe later. There was a psychologist who was studying the people who refuse to participate in social distancing. They refuse to wear a mask. In other words, the people who are trying to make a stand against anything that would help this. And it was and don't shoot the messenger here, I'm just reporting, but a psychologist was talking about how people in that area share traits with people who are psychopaths.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really an interesting story. And I don't think it was somebody just overreacting. They're like, no, we've kind of studied this, and it's the same kind of tendencies of people who are psychopaths narcissists.
Well, great.
Would be the same who, like, I ain't doing nothing to help the fellow man out there. I'm going
to
go cough on everybody.
My God. Don't do that, please.
Please don't do that. Don't be that person. We beg of you. Anyway, so that's going on. I don't think I have anything else. No, I don't. What do you have?
Well, a few months ago, we were talking about Cuomosexuals, people that found the Cuomo brothers super duper attractive. Well, I have this story here, and if you are a Cuomosexual, this is going to make your day. CNN super stud anchor Chris accidentally appeared naked in the background of one of his wife's yoga videos on Instagram. I guess she was shooting a little how-to video or something, and she was doing it in front of a big window, and sure enough, there's Chris in the background standing there butt naked. Now, the video was quickly deleted. It was filmed in May, so I'm not really sure why the screenshot is just now getting leaked out.
I know why.
He wasn't in the news 24/7 now, so now he needed to be back in it, I think.
Well, and what does this do for his wife's yoga video business?
For her Instagram page and his ratings. Mm-hmm. And, this story says, sadly, none of the good stuff was on display. I don't know if that's
no, they arranged
I don't know if
it
it's
just
good
right.
stuff.
if so, you ask the average woman,
it's not good stuff.
The average woman would say that's not.
It's a mess.
The average woman is like, I don't ever want to look at that.
It's a mess. So Chris is facing away from the camera, and his butt crack is obscured by the border between two windows. So it's perfect body placement just to see the outline of a naked man, but no bits and pieces of anything but it's obviously him. So anyway, if you want to see it, it's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy. I don't ever walk around the house naked, so this would never happen to me. Thank goodness. Even before kids, I never walked around the house naked.
I long for those days. I miss them.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it freeing? Is it?
It was just comfortable. It's not like I did it all the time, but I mean, there are times you get out of the shower and you got to go get something out of the other room.
A sandwich. You got a hankering for a sandwich. Or
I was a bachelor. I lived alone. I could walk around like that.
Sure,
all
you could.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Why not? Speaking of your naughty bits, TV.
Why would you not walk around your house nude when there was nobody else home?
It was
why
more
would you not?
Of a tripping hazard for me.
Move on. You know what they say about guys who talk about it.
You know what they say about guys asking about other guys walking around naked.
Well, no, what do they say? I just want to know why you're so puckered about that.
I'm not puckered. It just wasn't for me.
Dude, you're so puckered about it.
Honestly, all joking aside, there was a fear of injury. You know?
Like what kind?
Anything.
Like the stove would erupt
sure.
with flames?
You open a drawer or something in the kitchen and you close it. And I mean, stuff needs to be packaged.
You're not that clumsy, are you?
No, but just things need to be buttoned up, okay? No, I'm not clumsy, but you occasionally stub a toe or something. So it's like accidents happen.
Do you shower in a t-shirt?
No, full sweatpants, full snowsuit.
All right, I'll let you move on.
I'm sick of talking about naughty parts. I'm not going to tell you about this other thing. Oh, here we go. This is kind of funny. Well, it's not funny. It's actually kind of cool. Dogs apparently can sniff out coronavirus in your armpit. Basically, they're sniffing your sweat. There's a new study out of France, and they found that trained detection dogs could find the virus 83% of the time.
These
they
dogs
were that
are incredible.
Good. I know. Now, I was reading further into the story. They used odor samples, because I don't think I could actually handle going in and have dogs sniff my armpits, because I am quite ticklish as well. And I would imagine having a lab up in your armpit. Get out of here, Mr. Sniffles. Get out of here. They say
that's pretty remarkable. You know, they talk about how dogs, with their sense of smell, because it's so heightened, that they're able to sniff out cancer. They've trained some dogs to do that. So this doesn't surprise me. And isn't it super cool?
It's super cool
that somebody could figure out how to train a dog to do that.
They can sniff out bacterial diseases. They can sniff out thermal radiation from your skin. Whoa.
Wow.
So I was reading more about this because we were talking about their sense of smell and how powerful it is. The more I'm reading, Dom, it comes down to their sensory receptors. This says humans have about 6 million sniff receptors, where dogs can have anywhere between 100 million and 300 million sensory receptors in their nose. And then the part of their brain that analyzes smell is 40 times larger than the human part of the brain that analyzes smell. So they're really good at sniffing things.
They said it could be anywhere from 10,000 to 100,000 times more powerful than a human sense of smell.
Isn't that crazy?
Try to think about that, and that would drive you crazy if you had that kind of sense of smell.
Makes you wonder why they're always sniffing your naughty bits, doesn't it?
It seems to me that kind of sense of smell for a human being would be debilitating.
It would. You'd be sniffing everything. You'd be smelling gross
things.
And
you don't even have to move around. It seems like the scent would
cookies?
Come to you.
Who's baking cookies?
Yeah, somebody's baking cookies
like
2.5 miles away.
It's Panera down the road.
Chocolate chip.
All right. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Here's a couple things. Cheetos is selling a new Flamin' Hot Pepper Puff version of their chip.
You're a pepper puff.
They say that they're the hottest flaming hot chips ever. All right, whatever. And then Krispy Kreme just announced three new donuts. The Mississippi Mud Pie, Banana Pudding, and Coconut Cake. I want all three of those stacked on top of each other in my mouth. Yum.
You can have them.
All right, more for me. Clickbait. Go to Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I have another doggy story. A link to a video and some pictures of the world's tallest living dog, who has also just set another world record for the world's oldest Great Dane. Now, this Great Dane, he stands 7 feet tall when he's on his back legs, weighs more than 200 pounds, and he just turned 8, which is actually pretty darn phenomenal for a Great Dane. They don't live very long.
Oh, five, Great Danes six, seven, don't usually eight. Make it
mm-mm.
past like
they
six
say
or seven.
You're lucky to get one that goes to like 10. But this Dang. One is the oldest right now at 8. I guess they have a lot of health issues. But he is a big boy, Dom.
7 feet.
7 feet, 200 pounds. And they got him sitting next to this little girl. And he just, he's a giant.
Dwarfs her.
Yeah. So check it out. The doggies on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
And that is what's trending now here in Denver with the Dom and Jeremy Show.